You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
We've got two little events going on, so not a lot to do after tonight, so we'll be stuck in home. Very well. Appreciate it as always, Mr. Mike. We got three good ones, and we'll talk with you again next week. Who knows what we'll... All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too, Big C.
Bye-bye. Mike at the Movies, independent film reviewer, good friend of mine. Kids Film Festival starts tomorrow, but you already know that you could watch Paddington. So perhaps you'd like to grab that today, go to the movies and check it out, and then you could... go and find some other movies to watch during the weekend when you're snowed in. It is 8:58, and it's time for us to take a break, do the news and weather. I'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and Huntchamber Radio to come in just a few minutes.
Sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News, I'm Cub Buning. A tumultuous week in the Middle Eastern nation of Yemen has culminated with the complete resignation of the United States-backed administration. Earlier in the week, a local Shiite tribal group had surrounded several major government buildings requesting discussions. When a brokered deal between the two parties broke down, the administration decided to step down. Judy Harb is a political activist and spoke on the importance of Yemen in the region.
With Iran in the east, Houthis in the south, this is not a comfortable situation for Saudi Arabia and, of course, affects.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at diabetic99.com. Watch for free at diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to diabetic99.com.
Maintenance workers were to blame for the displacement of 1,000 residents at a New Jersey luxury apartment building. The Avalon in the town of Edgewater sits just across the Hudson River from New York City, still burning in spots a day later after the massive fire started on the first floor. Arturo Ravia is a resident and noted that alarms are not that strange of an occurrence.
The alarms are pretty common there. We started to realize that it was something bad when we saw a wall of smoke coming down the hallway. That's when we realized we have to get out.
Despite all the issues and mayhem around the apartment complex, Edgewater Mayor Michael McParlton saw heroes one after another in front of his eyes.
I saw my firemen go in there, rescue three people right away, and then at the very end, as the fire was moving quickly, I mean, I saw four brave men go into that fire and pull a woman out while the facade was coming down virtually on top of that.
Authorities also claim a bit of luck. The blaze started when so many of the residents were not at home. USA Radio News.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists reports Earth is closer to human-caused doomsday than it has been in more than 30 years due to global warming and nuclear weapons. USA's John Clemens reports.
The last time the famed doomsday clock was at this time, it was 1983, of what was then the height of U.S.-Soviet tensions. Gannett Benedict of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists tells us, what time is it now?
They're moving the hands of the doomsday clock 2 minutes closer to midnight. It is now 3 minutes to midnight.
Since it first began in 1947, the doomsday clock has been adjusted 18 times. Like in the Tale of Two Cities, the best of times occurred in 1991 with the doomsday clock at 17 minutes to midnight. But the worst of times happened in 1953 when it was 2 minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You know, it's stuff like that that freaks me out a little bit. You're sitting there talking about the doomsday clock, and then the broadcast gets cut off. Not by me, by them. So their editing somehow left off the last part of that. Leaves you a little curious, doesn't it? Did doomsday actually happen? Who knows? Over at USA Radio. All right, here's the weather. It's not doomsday, but it's going to be challenging. It's 25 degrees right now and clear skies in Flemington. Sunny to partly cloudy today, a high of 40, winds light and variable. Tonight, periods of snow, low around 30, winds light and variable, chance of snow 100%, 5 to 8 inches of snow is expected. Expected to start, folks, around 10 p.m. to midnight, so no need to rush home, except for you're going to have to go and probably take care of some of your grocery shopping today, because tomorrow, going to be a lot of cleanup going on later in the day. And into Sunday. Rain and freezing rain in the morning on Saturday with a changeover to snow in the afternoon, a high of 37, winds north at 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 100%, snow and ice accumulations less than 1 inch. We finally get to a clearing at Saturday night with a low of 27, sunshine in the morning on Sunday, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 38. So big cleanup on Sunday. And then snowfall around 1 inch on Sunday night with a low of 23. Snow showers continue with a 1 to 3 inches of accumulation and a 60% chance on Monday a high near 25. And chance of snow 50% on Monday night. Tuesday, mainly sunny and a high of 25. Wednesday, sunny, 26.
Shoo!
28 in Franklin. 24 in Lebanon. 26 in Tewksbury. 29 in Raritan. 25 in East Amwell. 24 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunter. That's on Chamber Radio Weather.
Is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamberRadio.com. That is Petula Clark, Downtown. I was not expecting to play that today, but I just was reading an article while I was talking with Michelle Heidi that 50 years ago today, that was the number one pop hit. And regarded as probably the most perfect pop song ever written. Of course, that's debatable, but can't argue with the fact that it is a good song, and it certainly made its way up the charts very quickly, way back when. Petula Clark, Downtown. All right, it's time to look at Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. Let's see what's going on our Hunter County roads, Downtown. I don't have anything new. We had some slowdowns and an accident over in Union Township early this morning, and it was all cleared up as of 8 o'clock this morning, westbound on 78, so everything is clear right now. So here's the deal. Everything's fine for the afternoon, the evening. You can do all your work, do all your errands, take care of some stuff, even get back home by 10 or 11 o'clock, you are good. After 11 o'clock is when the snow is going to start, and then it's going to come down heavy at times later, earlier in the morning tomorrow. Going to go through the morning. We're going to have a significant amount of snowfall, about 5 to 8 inches of snow. And then we're going to get into some ice, and then we're going to get into the cleanup around Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday. And then we get more on Monday. So you need to plan your commute for Monday morning, folks. Because it's not going to be good as of right now. We'll see. It's a couple days away, but today is not the day to worry about it. It's Monday, so start making those arrangements now. All right, that is Good Morning Hunter and Chamber Radio traffic. A little history from History.com for January 23rd, 2015. It is 1957, and on this day, machines at the Wham-O Toil Company roll out the first batch of their aerodynamic plastic discs, now known to millions of fans all over the world as Frisbees. Story of the Frisbee began in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where William Frisbee opened the Frisbee Pie Company in 1871. Students from nearby universities would throw the empty pie tins to each other, yelling Frisbee as they let go. In 1948, Walter Frederick Morrison and his partner Warren Franscione invented a plastic version of the disc called the Flying Saucer, that could fly further and more accurately than the pie plates. After splitting with Francione, Morrison made an improved model in 1955 and sold it to the new toy company Wham-O as the Pluto Platter, an attempt to cash in on the public craze over space and unidentified flying saucers, flying objects. In 1775, London merchants petitioned Parliament for relief from the financial hardship put upon them by the curtailment of trade with the North American colonies. So we were making some waves around then, and London merchants were not happy. In 2006, Who Killed the Electric Car? A documentary about the aborted attempt of the auto industry to create an electric vehicle debuts at the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. The movie posited that there was a conspiracy between oil companies, automakers, and the government to kill the electric car. In 1968, the U.S. intelligence gathering ship Pueblo is seized by North Korean naval vessels and charged with spying and violating North Korean territorial waters. Negotiations to free the 83-man crew of the U.S. ship dragged on for nearly a year, damaging the credibility of and confidence in the foreign policy of President Lyndon B. Johnson's administration. In 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell is granted a medical degree from Geneva College in New York, becoming the first female to be officially recognized as a physician in the United States. 1922, in Toronto General Hospital, 14-year-old Canadian Leonard Thompson becomes the first person to receive an insulin injection as treatment for diabetes. Diabetes has been recognized as a distinct medical condition for more than 3,000 years, but its exact cause was a mystery until the 20th century. By the early 1920s, many researchers strongly suspected that diabetes was caused by a malfunction in the digestive system related to the pancreas gland, a small gland that sits on top of the liver. At the time, the only way to treat the fatal disease was through a diet low in carbohydrates and sugar, and high in fat and protein. Instead of dying shortly after diagnosis, this diet allowed diabetics to live for about a year. In 1997, a day after her unanimous confirmation by the U.S. Senate, Madeleine Albright is sworn in as America's first female Secretary of State by Vice President Al Gore at the White House. As head of the U.S. State Department, Albright was the highest-ranking female official in U.S. history, a distinction that led some to declare that the glass ceiling preventing the ascension of women in government had finally been lifted. In Hollywood, The A-Team debuts on this day in 1983. In music, singer, actor, athlete, activist Paul Robeson, right here from New Jersey, and used to take lessons right down the road here at the choir school in Flemington. He died on January 23rd, 1976. In presidential news, 1992, President George H.W. Bush hosts a White House reception for the U.S. women's soccer team in honor of their World Cup win. And in sports, 1984, Hulk Hogan beats the Iron Sheik to win the first WWF title. Escaped the camel clutch, the signature move of reigning World Wrestling Federation champion Iron Sheik, as he defeats Sheik to win his first WWF title at Madison Square Garden in New York City. That is today in history from History.com for January 23rd, 2015. We're going to take a break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio to come right after this.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Do you ever go to lunch with no one by your side? Because the moment you arrive, they'll leave the table. Calling me everything but my name, need I remind you again? Just call me Rachel. How would you feel if you're running home crying like yourself in your room? Don't want anyone to see ya while everyone's having fun outside and you're telling yourself.
Rachel Crow, Mean Girls. Let's check out what's going on in Hunterdon County News. North Hunterdon High School students collecting jeans for Teens for Jeans campaign. The Hunterdon County Democrat reports on the 22nd that the student council at North Hunterdon High School is collecting jeans for Teens for Jeans. Wow. A national campaign in partnership with Aeropostale and DoSomething.org. Like largest nonprofit organization for young people and social change. Members of the community can support the student council's drive by dropping off their gently used denim at North Hunterdon High School from now until February 13th. Drop-off bins are located at both the front Route 31 entrance and the theater entrance. Teens for Jeans encourages young people across the country to run a jean drive in their school or community to help provide clothing for youth experiencing homelessness. More than a million young people experience homelessness in the United States every year, and one of the most requested items that young people in homeless shelters ask for is a pair of jeans. In the past 7 years, young people across the country have collected over 4.3 million pairs of jeans through Teens for Jeans. This year, the top collecting high school, middle school, elementary school, and college will win a $5,000 school grant. In addition to the school grant, the school that collects the most jeans will win a private school concert by pop band The Vamps and Aeropostale t-shirts for the entire school. All right, so that's some cool stuff there, and the kids can identify that with that because it's their culture. They understand it, and they understand that what makes a kid feel like they're fitting in is dressing like they fit in. So that's good stuff. We had a big fire up in Highbridge, and an interesting article here that kind of reflects back on the fact that training helps seven firefighters escape burning Highbridge building. Terry Wright reports that for Jeff Smith, a borough firefighter for 33 years, the blaze that destroyed the building at 81 West Main Street was one of the biggest I've ever been involved with. Imagine the young volunteers who had only been donning their gear for a few years. It's something they'll always remember. Seven firefighters were inside that building when colleagues outside noticed that the smoke was changing color from gray to very thick black. That was a sign that there's a lot going on. Things are starting to be quickly consumed, Smith explained. And it meant the firemen inside were in danger. Immediately, the universal alarm was sounded. 3 10-second blasts of air horns on the nearby fire trucks. That means get out right away. Within minutes, the second floor collapsed, the roof collapsed, and the firefighters turned to a defensive effort of protecting the nearby building, Smith said. Every fire can be a learning experience, and that's why area fire chiefs who had a role in fighting the catastrophic blaze that left seven people homeless met Tuesday night to debrief, followed by a similar session Wednesday night open to all firefighters involved. This is my 23rd year as a fireman, and this is the most comprehensive review of an incident I've ever been involved in, said Quakertown Chief Brad Putkachis. A lot of credit goes to Jeff for that. Smith returned as chief the start of the year after heading his department several times in the past. Earlier would have called each meeting a critique session, but now it's an after-action review, he said with a chuckle. For Putkachis, the close call for those seven firemen is a learning opportunity for all. Fires happened all over the nation, but it doesn't have quite the impact as locally when in Highbridge, New Jersey, and you drive past that place, you know the guys who were pulled out of that building. I think we're becoming fairly concerned about safety. We don't take the risks that we used to, he said. Firefighting is an inherently dangerous job. Smith also has been a Highbridge fireman and helped out in Lebanon Township a few years. As chief, he went right to the scene where the alarm came at 1:23 a.m. January 14th. He arrived to find the police had already taken care of the evacuation of the residents, but the first firefighters arriving did a second search to make sure nobody was left behind. On seeing light smoke upstairs, heavy smoke on the first floor, but minimal fire, he called for more fire companies to help out. We knew the fire was in the floor. We just couldn't find it. By then, there was a lot of heat, a lot of smoke, which makes it very difficult to operate. About 45 minutes into the firefighters' efforts, the fire changed. The smoke changed, and the division leaders on each side outside overseeing operation noticed it and sounded the alarm. The officers saw that smoke and were able to order the evacuation of the building immediately. That's what we're supposed to be doing, Smith said. Our training worked. Smith himself was about 150 feet away at the command post in overall charge of the activities that night. With everyone safe, the effort switched to saving the house on the left side of 81 Main Street, separated by only by a 15-foot-wide alley. It was smoking and steaming from the heat and water from the fire hoses, but escaped with no noticeable damage, the chief said. On the right is a structure that seems to be separate but is actually attached to the burned building, separated by a firewall about 8 inches thick. It only sustained some roof shingle damage, Smith reported. The chiefs of the various fire companies involved met Tuesday night, along with Drew Stevens, county fire coordinator, to discuss what had happened and prepare for Wednesday's session. The latter drew 71 people, mainly firefighters, who were also a representative of the State Division of Fire Safety. Fighting the fire that cold night with temperatures in the low teens were 80 people. A PowerPoint presentation was made by the fire photos taken by Rich Maxwell, a freelance photographer for the Democrat, and used while talking about the incident and what we could do better in future fires, Smith said. They include reading smoke to figure out what the fire is doing, a skill all firefighters should learn. A review of the firefighting efforts after it's all over is important because at the blaze, you're ordered to do a specific task. You're taking care of that with no time to watch others doing their tasks, Smith said. Both he and Putkachis Patkochis mentioned the difficulty in getting the fire out because the old building had been added to and renovated many times, creating almost a maze beneath the walls for fire to hide in. Fighting fires in such a commercial space means a different type of fire attack is needed than the house fires, which are made and are more common in Hunan, Patkochis said. Firemen were all see news reports, take classes, and other learn about major fires, but we haven't seen something of this magnitude in our own backyard, he noted. So the training continues, and that coincides nicely with the fact that yesterday we talked about how the freeholders had acquired a fire engine for a dollar that they're going to use at the county firefighter training facility. So training continues to be a focus, and apparently the training is working out just fine. It's great that they recognize that, and that's excellent. It's 9:28. We're going to take a break. News and weather. We'll be back with more of Good Morning on JimMaria.com in just a few minutes.
My life is like a video game, trying hard to beat the stage, all while I am still collecting coins. Trying hard to save the girl, obstacles, I'm jumping hurdles. I'm growing up to be a big boy. A battle with the evil ways, I travel far and try and say sorry.
USA Radio News, I'm Cub Buning. A tumultuous week in the Middle Eastern nation of Yemen has culminated with the complete resignation of the United States-backed administration. Earlier in the week, a local Shiite tribal group had surrounded several major government buildings requesting discussions. When a brokered deal between the two parties broke down, the administration decided to step down. Judy Harb is a political activist and spoke on the importance of Yemen in the region.
With Iran in the east, Houthis in the south, this is not a comfortable situation for Saudi Arabia, and of course affecting Saudi Arabia affects the whole region, affects the Gulf area, affects Emirates, and in turn affects Egypt as well.
So just how involved is the United States with this nation? Answers Jen Psaki of the State Department.
Our top priority in Yemen remains the counterterrorism effort, where we've been targeting Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula for a number of years. That's ongoing.
I'm Cub Buning, USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
Maintenance workers were to blame for the displacement of 1,000 residents at a New Jersey luxury apartment building. The Avalon in the town of Edgewater sits just across the Hudson River from New York City, was still burning in spots a day later after the massive fire started on the first floor. Arturo Ravia is a resident and noted that alarms are not that strange of an occurrence.
The alarms are pretty common there. We started to realize that it was something bad when we saw a wall of smoke coming down the hallway. That's when we realized we have to get out.
Despite all the issues and mayhem around the apartment complex, Edgewater Mayor Michael McParlton saw heroes one after another in front of his eyes.
I saw my firemen go in there, rescue three people right away, and then at the very end, as the fire was moving quickly, I mean, I saw four brave men go into that fire and pull a woman out while the facade was coming down virtually on top of that.
Authorities also claim a bit of luck. The blaze started when so many of the residents were not at home. USA Radio News.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft, So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists reports Earth is closer to human-caused doomsday than it has been in more than 30 years due to global warming and nuclear weapons. USA's John Clemens reports.
The last time the famed doomsday clock was at this time, it was 1983, of what was then the height of U.S.-Soviet tensions. Gannett Benedict of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists tells us, what time is it now?
They are moving the hands of the doomsday clock 2 minutes closer to midnight. It is now 3 minutes to midnight.
Since it first began in 1947, the doomsday clock has been adjusted 18 times. Like in the Tale of Two Cities, the best of times occurred in 1991 with the doomsday clock at 17 minutes to midnight. But the worst of times happened in 1953 when it was 2 minutes.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
I'm wondering if they did that on purpose. I really do. When it was two. All right. Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Weather. Not doomsday, but definitely going to be a mess. Here we go. 28 degrees and clear skies in Fleming right now. Sunny to partly cloudy and a high near 40 today. Winds light and variable. Enjoy that. Periods of snow. Tonight, low around 30. Winds light and variable. Chance of snow 100%. 5 to 8 inches of snow is expected. Expected to start no earlier than 10 p.m. tonight. So you have plenty of time to come home from your Friday commute and get your errands taken care of and get back home. Rain and freezing rain in the morning with a changeover to snow in the afternoon tomorrow. A high of 37. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precip 100%. And snow and ice accumulations less than 1 inch. We clear out Saturday night with a low of 27. Sunshine in the morning on Sunday, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 38. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, chance of snow 60%, snow around 1 inch. And then we get into Monday, snow showers will become more widely scattered in the afternoon, a high of 25, chance of snow 60%, and then snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Monday night, chance of snow 50% and a low of 6. Yikes. Then we get to Tuesday, mainly sunny and a high of 25. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 26. So snow and a deep freeze. Winter is upon us. 28 in Clinton, 28 in Tewksbury, 29 in Baptist Town, 28 in Stockton. It says 32 in Lambertville, 29 in Ringos, 28 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon and Chamber Radio weather. Hunterdon Chamber Radio sports. Scores and calendar for our five regional high schools. Del Valle's on tap. 61-21 victory over Manville in girls basketball. 52-33 victory in boys basketball over Manville. We're good with Del Valle. All right. Hunterdon Central. Yesterday, lost to Phillipsburg in girls basketball, 63-51. 88-82, boys swimming, Lawrenceville takes it. However, girls swimming, 122, Red Devils, 48, Lawrenceville. And 70-41, Ridge defeats Central in boys basketball. North Hunterdon, 17-10, loss to Ridge in fencing, girls fencing. 62-42, Gil St. Bernard's wins in girls basketball. 53-36, Gil St. Bernard's wins in boys basketball. South Hunterdon, come on, come on. 61-55, loss to Voorhees in boys basketball. and a 62-39 loss to Voorhees in girls basketball. So we just heard about those two scores with Voorhees, both victories over South Hunterdon. Here is our calendar for the next couple of days. Now, tomorrow may be interesting, but we'll get through all of today. Girls basketball tip-off at 4:15. Pennington's at South Hunterdon, 4:15 tonight. 4:30, fencing match, boys and girls. Hun School of Princeton travels to Voorhees. 6 p.m., ice hockey, the puck drops. Face-off is at 6. Watchung Hills is at Central Aspen Ice. The Central Morristown wrestling match canceled. Lenape Valley Regional will be at Del Valle, 7 p.m. today for wrestling. Senior night. Now, tomorrow is going to be interesting. So you're going to have to stay tuned with your local school districts to find out about the schedule for these events. But here they are at the moment. 4 p.m. tomorrow, Lawrence is at Hunterdon Central for boys basketball. It's a good chance that that might happen if they can get things cleared up. South Hunterdon is at Boundbrook at 7 p.m. for boys basketball. At 7, at Central, 8 o'clock, ice hockey game, Bridgewater Sports Arena, Central's at Ridge. Voorhees travels to Kittatinny at 8 a.m. Now that's going to be tough for swimming, both boys and girls. Winter track at 8 a.m. at Lehigh University, probably not going to happen. Winter track, Voorhees is planning on be there as well. Wrestling quad match at 2 p.m., North Hunterdon at Watchung Hills. Along with, well, I don't know what the other, oh, Franklin and Hillsborough. 9:30 a.m. quad match. Del Valle, Kittatinny, and Westfield is at West Morris at 9:30 tomorrow. That's probably going to be difficult. And Franklin, Hillsborough, and North Hunterdon all at Watchung Hills, 10 a.m., also going to be difficult. The wrestling match between Central and Morristown tomorrow is canceled. The Belvedere, Voorhees, Manalapan wrestling match canceled, and the Central Buena Regional match at Cherokee is canceled. Sunday, Voorhees will be at Warren Hills for cheerleading along with Delaware Valley. Don't have a time, that's the Warren Hills Cheer Fest. Monday, West Morris at Voorhees, 7 p.m. girls basketball tip-off, 5:30 fencing match, boys and girls, Voorhees at Central. And winter track at Bennett Center, Voorhees is planning on being there. Tuesday, we'll finally get back to normal. South Hunterdon will be at North Plainfield for boys basketball, 3:45 tip-off. Boundbrook at Del Valle at 7. Voorhees at Bernard's at 7. North Hunterdon travels to Central at 7. Girls basketball, North Plainfield at South Hunterdon, 7 p.m. Pingree's at Voorhees, Del Valle at Mount St. Mary, Central at North Hunterdon, a bowling match at 4 p.m. on Tuesday. South Hunterdon will be at Central at West Hunterdon Lanes. Actually, it starts at 3:30. Watchung Hills will be at fencing at North Hunterdon, 4:30, both boys and girls. Montgomery will host Hunterdon Central at 4:30. 5:30, I have Gil St. Bernard's at Voorhees. And that's it. That's our entire Hunterdon Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it for the love of the sport. Tomorrow is going to be tough. There's going to be some changes. There's going to be some cancellations. Please pay attention to what your individual school district has posted. They have the ability to communicate that to you. And they might make a decision tonight. Who knows? But you'll have to find out. All right. So that's good stuff. What else is happening? Well, I think Rob Walton, the freeholder, needs some stress management classes or something. Because the second day in a row, freeholder Walton is not happy. Yoga at Polytech angers freeholder Walton now. Terry Wright says, yoga is a way freeholder Rob Walton began questioning Hunterdon Polytech Superintendent Kim Metz. We've got 33 yoga places in Hunterdon County. Now you've developed the 34th, Walton continued. Since becoming head of the county's vocational technical school in 2007, Metz has become accustomed to occasional grilling by Freeholder about some aspect of it. She attended the board's meeting Tuesday mainly to encourage the members and the public to attend the annual Polytech open house set for Saturday at both its locations. Walton, who later in the meeting criticized county spending on its Heron Glen golf course, complained about Polytech starting to offer yoga classes. Quote, how do you justify using taxpayer funds to create a class that the private sector is providing in spades, he wanted to do. The Freeholders, he explained, have encouraged Polytech to offer classes in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, collectively called STEM education, as well as others that will give students good-paying job opportunities, he said, not yoga. Metz responded that it's one of the hobby-type courses formerly offered by Hunterdon ESC. Anytime we have additional or extra space, we'd rather utilize that space, maybe bring some other people in to see what our programs are about, she added. We don't have many hobby-type courses, Metz continued. Most Polytech classes are focused on certifications, credentials, those sort of things, she said. She promised to look into the yoga complaint. We don't want to compete with companies. Normally, somebody comes and says, I would like to offer this. It was done that way in Hunterdon Adult Education many, many years in the past, noted Metz, who was once in charge of adult ed at Polytech. We'll definitely bring that back to discuss, she said of Walton's concern. This wasn't the first time he's criticized Polytech for its offerings. Last June, he took advantage of Metz's presence at the Freeholder meeting to lambast Polytech's edition of a dance program, called it another ridiculous thing to offer. Sensitive to Freeholder opinions, Metz reported to them Tuesday that a Polytech board subcommittee is finishing up its draft of a strategic plan for the school. It will be presented to the full board on Monday, January 26th. Obviously, your input is crucial to the plan and we develop and when we go with that, she said. The plan will not affect Polytech's 2015-16 budget. There's not a money issue right now. It's just a vision of where we're headed. So you go in to do one thing and you get whacked with another. Poor Ms. Metz. But it's okay. The dialogue is necessary to make sure that everybody is on the same page. So that's fine. It's 9:44. We're going to take a break and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunchamber Radio.com in just a moment.
Of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to,
in assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
It's 9:49. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com. All right, let's get some last-minute things wrapped up here. First of all, tomorrow is the Winter Festival Parade at Lambertville, but I have an article here that says that parade could be canceled again, Lambertville and New Hope. Hunterdon County Democrat reported yesterday that events including a John Oates concert, chili cook-off, pancake breakfast, tribute dinner, and beef and brew are close to selling out, but the Lambertville New Hope Winter Festival Parade might be canceled for the second year in a row. A decision by the event's volunteer organizers is pending, but a cancellation is likely, said Mary Ann Romano, citing Saturday's weather forecast. In addition to the ticketed events, the festival has a number of free special events set for the weekend. For more information and events, go to Winter Festival's website, which is winterfest.net. Stay with NJ.com Hunterdon for an update on what the upcoming festival events will take place. All right, and I received a email from our own Richard G., who was planning on having a little gallery and reception tomorrow. He's actually canceled that and moved it to the 31st. So Richard G.'s art gallery reception, which was scheduled to take place tomorrow, is now been changed and now will be 31st at the gallery at the Bank of Princeton, 10 Bridge Street in Lambertville, Monday. All right, so it'll be there, but the event is actually going to take place 10 a.m. to noon at Saturday, January 31st. And they're going to have mimosas, coffee, and munchies. All right, so Richard was planning on having his show during the Winterfest morning there, but doesn't seem like to be a smart move given the weather. The upcoming Super Bowl is coming, and so how about this? Super Bowl hoagie sale benefits 4-H Shooting Sports. Order by January 26th. So the Democrat reports that the Hunterdon Deadeyes 4-H Club is holding a hoagie sale. Hoagies will be ready in time for the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 1st. Hoagies must be ordered by Monday, January 26th, and then picked up between noon and 1 p.m. at the Rutgers Cooperative Extension at the Hunterdon County Complex in Route 12, Building 2, the former youth shelter. Each 12-inch hoagie will be made fresh on February 1st and individually wrapped. There is a choice of classic combo, which is ham, salami, bologna, provolone, lettuce, tomato, and dressing, or turkey and cheese, turkey, provolone, lettuce, tomato, and dressing. The price is $6 each. Orders of 15 or more hoagies can be delivered. Prepayment is requested. Make checks payable to Hunter and Dead Eyes 4-H Club. The funds raised will support Hunter and Dead Eyes 4-H members so they can attend the National 4-H Shooting Sports Competition. Hunter and competition includes Casey Bolanowski, Eric Neese, Anthony Rosano, Keegan Salen, Rachel Zerna, Jesse Schwed, Harley Peterson, Sarah Schwed, Brian Letterock, Mike Mrose, Josh Mays, Ryan Bernaski, Justin Podolek, and Trevor Ween. Email orders to DeadEye4HClub. That's DeadEye, the number 4HClub at gmail.com. Include name, phone number, number of hoagies. Mail checks to Hunter and Dead Eye Hoagie Sale, 6 Countryside Road, Ringos, 08559. Instructors in New Jersey, 4-H Shooting Sports Program strive to teach safe and responsible use of firearms and archery equipment at home, on the shooting range, or in the field, including sound decision-making, self-discipline, and concentration. Children who have an interest in firearms, guns, and archery learn safety, discipline, and respect, both for firearms and for people. I think that's very industrious. The Super Bowl is upcoming. People are looking for quick ways to have good food. It's going to be made fresh for you. You are going to have a fresh hoagie sandwiches at your Super Bowl party as perhaps an appetizer. And these kids are taking an opportunity to make a little money for their club so that they can go and continue their hobby and their vocation, their avocation. That's good stuff. So great news. And the 100 middle school students attend YMCA Model United Nations 2 conference. More than 100 7th and 8th graders from throughout New Jersey attended the 4th annual YMCA Model United Nations 2 conference at the Hershey Lodge January 16th to 18th. 20 of the attendees were from Hunterdon County, 14 from J.P. Case Middle School, and 6 who attended were from Reddington Middle School. To prepare for the UN simulation, students were assigned a country and researched their country's views on topics such as food security, educational equity, and rights of...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. From Virginia up to Maine, people are bracing for a big snowstorm that could make a mess of weekend travel. Forecasters say millions could be impacted by a nor'easter starting late this afternoon and on through Saturday night.
ISIS says a countdown has begun for the jihadist group to kill 2 Japanese hostages. The deadline passed today for Tokyo to pay a ransom of $200 million to prevent ISIS from beheading the hostages. Investigators say a worker's blowtorch started a huge fire that destroyed a luxury apartment complex in Edgewater, New Jersey. The police chief says maintenance workers doing plumbing repairs Wednesday accidentally started a fire in a wall and flames spread throughout the building. The fire destroyed 240 apartments and left 500 people homeless in the city just across the Hudson River from Manhattan. There is a report that a documentary on former President Bill Clinton is shelved indefinitely. The New York Times reports production of the film by Oscar-winning director Martin Scorsese stalled after Clinton demanded more control over interview questions and completed the film. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval.
Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com.